What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What up, it's Charles or Chuck.
What's going on? You got Matt or Has. I guess I mixed that up last week, by the way. Oh, put the hot tamale down.
The shirt
That's
is out.
Enough. If you didn't watch the stream, you don't know what's going on. You're probably very confused why someone would have a shirt for a very mediocre candy. You have to watch the live streams to figure that stuff out.
There's you held
up your end of the bargain, though. That's good. What's up, guys? You know what I realized as we were doing the intro? Well, first off, someone pointed out that I mixed it up last week where I said it's Has or Matt. I was like, dang, did I really? I did it so fast I didn't even notice. Mix myself, I guess.
Mix-up's fine once in a while.
I didn't mean to, though. Like, all right, maybe I did. The other thing I realized is I think, actually, no Marcus this week, by the way. He's not feeling well, which sucks, so we miss Marcus, obviously. The thing I realized, I think all three of us are going to be together for the episode next week. We're all going to be, right, aren't we? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Pretty sure if we do it on, you know, whatever, whenever I get there.
Tuesday night or, I don't know how long the drive is.
Oh, it's a drive already.
I mean, if not Wednesday, right?
Yeah. I think we just wait and just do it all at Gavin's house.
Yeah, makes sense.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. Anyway, we can figure it out. We're going to have a lot of fun hanging out, big Gavs, waiting for Supernova.
Wait, should I bring my mic? I could bring my mic.
I'll take it offline.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later.
We'll figure it out.
We'll have the chat weigh in, actually. What do you guys think? Should Charles bring his mic? What's going on? How you guys doing? What's going on, Chuck?
Nothing much. Just getting ready to travel. So that means I'm trying to front load as much work as possible now. So I'll probably end up like working this weekend, but makes sense because I'm going to travel out early for SmashCon. So excited for that. Hang out with you and Gavin. And what about you, Hez?
Hey, right back to me. I'm good. Sir. Work has been so busy. Just got a lot going on. And like the light at the end of the tunnel is seeing you guys and everyone else. There's so many people I'm excited to see at Supernova. I'm really stoked. So that'll be cool. I had a great time this weekend watching S Factor, my man Gav. He asked me to hop on stream with him, and I said that sounds like fun, and we had a very fun time, which is good because it ran very late. So we had a lot of fun. The Smash action was good. Your stream chat was hilarious. Damn it, Gavin, you might just be coming a streamer. I don't know what's going on. What's up with you?
Yeah, I streamed it a bit Saturday, and then Sunday we just streamed the whole thing. It was like a 12-hour stream or something insane. I'm honestly still tired from that. Not gonna lie, but yeah, I'm pretty good.
You're tired. Hold on now.
I have a specific issue happening right now. So first off, I want to shout out Aaron for all the hard work he's been doing with Donkey Kong Bonanza speedrunning. He's actually like pretty fucking high level, which is really cool. He's been practicing every day, streaming every day. Aaron_FGC if you're interested. But
he's a gamer, bro. He's beating the game in about 90 minutes, by the way, which is not too like that's really well like really well placed on the leaderboard. Like
That's on the fucking you'd find him on the list basically. So I've been trying to practice on the side, like learning the tricks and strategies, and it's going well. But the second I get to the forest layer, my monitor stops working.
Damn.
To preface this, every part of the game works. When I use my PC, the monitor works. When I play Smash, the monitor works. When I play Pokemon, the monitor works. Specifically, when I get to the forest layer in Donkey Kong Bonanza, my setup stops working.
It's odd.
Can anyone please help me in the comments? Please.
Got a different monitor?
Moving on. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's a capture card thing or what. I tried updating my drivers. I don't fucking know. But yeah, streaming Smash was great this weekend. It's hard not to think Spargo is the GOAT. Once again, how many times is this going to be the topic every week? I guess it's every week now. Luigi is like the best character in the game. So,
yeah, this episode's going to be a lot of Luigi.
Yeah.
That and shout out to Spargo, Rivals 2 champion plus Smash Ultimate champion.
Jeez, dude.
He's a gamer. He really
doing
is.
Doing that in the modern day is so insane, by the way, because we've had players in the past in previous Smash iterations that have done that for multiple titles of Smash or platform fighters, right?
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's harder and harder to do that the more numbers and just how competitive each of these games are nowadays. And I mean, Spargo's playing Ultimate, which I would probably still consider the most populated in competition, right? For platform fighters, I would say is Ultimate. Melee is another one, right? Just the two big Smash titles. And then also Rivals, which has a very competitive player base as well. So yeah, I mean, shout out to Spargo. That's insane to do in the modern day. Huge props. And at such a young yep. age too, it's wild.
And he got to do it with his favorite character.
True, true.
Genuinely did not expect that.
He actually didn't, because he went mostly Cloud. He went a secondary Cloud for the bad matchups for Plant. A lot of Cloud, which is good. It makes sense.
No, Cloud is still his favorite character, I believe.
Dude, his ass did not react that way, that's for sure.
Yeah, true.
It makes sense,
maybe
obviously.
Maybe his favorite character now.
Yeah. Rounding out the rest of this top eight, obviously we got to talk a lot of Luigi. Raru not even the highest placing Luigi, which is insane. Losing the Ditto twice, something we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Also Waka, very, twice very impressive Luigi.
Very relevant matchup in the meta nowadays, actually. The Luigi mirror, you got to be good at it if you want to get far.
He's a relevant character, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good Luigi.
Too
man.
Relevant.
All right, let's just dive in. I'm ready to go. Let's talk about, fuck it, let's talk about Luigi. And then we got Patreon content too. This week, Gavin had a really good lesson on Metafy. You should check him out on Metafy, by the way. At Tweak on Metafy, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, nice. He does know. So during one of his lessons, he had a lesson today that went very well, and he thought the question was very interesting and something he'd like to unpack. So if you want to learn and get a little taste of what a coaching session with Tweak could be like, and talk to me and Charles about it as well, check us out, patreon.com/tweaktalks, and we'll get some bonus content for you guys. But
how to find bad habits from your opponent.
Ooh, he gave away the topic. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's something that you really need to do at a top level in Smash.
That's
all right.
Important.
Yep. It does. And now let's talk about Luigi, because, I mean, talk about a character that can exploit some bad habits, bro. Good Lord. This character, I think, like, the main thing I was thinking of, so obviously, you know, Waka and Raru, the best two Luigis, and then Lugi's, like, right there, too. And then Navy is also a very good Luigi, the second best Japanese Luigi. All threats in brackets. And I think two things I really want to pick, you know, you guys are really smart about Smash. I really would like to hear what you have to say. And I think some of the answers are obvious, so more details better. But A, how and why now is the rise of Luigi happening so much and seeming to get stronger? You know what I mean? Because at one point, I feel like we thought it would, you know, kind of keep dipping down or kind of stagnate, but it feels like it's going up. Obviously, a little recency bias. And the second one is like, I think Luigi gets a lot of flack for being a character where it's like a grab to win type character, and that's it. Like, it's as simple as that, but it's never as simple as that, is it? Or is it? And I guess that would be my question, is these Luigis, Raru, Waka, Lugi, Navy, everyone else, top five Luigis, what are they doing? Especially Raru, I'd say, but also you got to throw Waka into that conversation after last weekend. What are they really doing to separate themselves from the pack? And as Luigi continues to be more popular, what is going to feed into consistently beating him or consistently shutting these players out of top eight, if it's even possible? Or is it just going to continue to get worse? Is it the year of the Luigi? Once again, Gavin.
Yeah, shout out to Guy as well. That's another big one.
Ooh, good one.
Guy, Kirash, Lugi. You see how many names we're stating, and a lot of these players have had really good runs.
Very comparable skill levels and results.
Like, this is a very popular character, I would say, within the top 32 of the bracket. Don't be surprised if it's a super stack tournament, something like a Genesis where a lot of regions are coming together. Don't be surprised to see 2 to 3, maybe even more Luigis in top 32. It's like not even... I know that's still a lot, but I just think this.
Yeah.
I just think we've seen this character, like two of this character, in multiple top eights as of recently. Where I'm thinking Level Up Expo, I'm thinking this tournament, right? Like, how we've seen multiple Luigis, if not just one Luigi, is very common in top eight nowadays.
Wait, can we rewind that clip real quick? That was some,
I think something that's incredibly important is this clip is actually crazy though.
That
I know
right there, like, this on the platform. Hold on,
I know this is like
Luigi
a
brain,
dude. W,
this Luigi moment.
Who cares? You get the grab, you win.
Nair setup. Waka has the craziest setups off stage. It's crazy.
Lingering neutral air, double jump down air.
Dude, that's disgusting. Like that is straight up.
It's so good in the mirror match specifically. Like trading with the up B. But I don't. It's hard to say what'll separate them because I'm not a Luigi expert. But I do think a key thing is those mid percent finds, like down tilt dash up tilt up B, or like parry up tilt up B, like at like the 50 to 70 range, like getting that kind of stuff that isn't even grab related.
Or sour Nair into up B, like why does this character why does this character have four moves plus?
I think it's the tilts, dude.
Combo you.
I think it's the
up B. It's crazy.
The tilts like bringing his whole game plan together. Because so here's the big thing. If we look at Smash 4, Luigi was incredibly dangerous in windows out of grab, which is like a very common theme in Smash Bros. Like Kazuya, you don't want to get hit by grab. And while playing around grab, you're naturally kind of playing around electric. Like, and with Luigi, it kind of started out where it's like, all right, you play around grab and it kind of comes together. It takes a while. You deal with his mobility and you avoid the grab and you just slowly win. Hopefully you have a disjoint, projectile, blah, blah, blah. But what comes together for Luigi is they're killing you off rising aerials. They're killing you off grab, of course. They're killing you off grounded moves like down tilt or up tilt. If they get a stray hit, like a plunger or something, or they catch you with a dash attack, now that the dash attack is so incredible and they have all this activity at the ledge, now they're racking up damage just by ledge trapping you. They get a rising aerial or they get a stray hit, and they're actually able to convert it into death combos from those scenarios too. So like, I think it just all comes together like that. And it's one of those things where it's like, the more you watch like all the good Luigi players, you're like, wow, like this is like weirdly well-rounded in like a Luigi way. And that's what makes him so much stronger than Smash 4. Like, you can't just play around the one touch of death tool. It's kind of like a, you know, think of like Steve or something where it's like, it's not going to be easy to play around everything if there's so many options. So that's how I feel about Luigi. Like the way he like horizontally pushes you into the corner or ledge, and then he has down tilt, down tilt, down tilt, plungers everywhere, rising air, like double short hop aerials. Like it's really hard to not take damage, and it puts you to that middle percent range. You get off the ledge, then he gets like down throw up B, up tilt up B, down tilt into down tilt, what down tilt into up tilt, whatever. Like they're even getting down tilt rising fair, and it kills you at zero. Like so, like it's just hard to, you can't just play around everything anymore. You can still play around the mobility, but I don't know. I feel like the stage list will eventually favor him throughout the set. So it's hard. I don't know. I'm still like not the type to play a character like this or truly think a character like this is the best of the best, but it's clear he's pretty well-rounded. And then there's like think of Pichu, right? Where like, I don't want to say Luigi's a joke character, but he has joke things in his moveset. Like he has silly things that are clearly like jokes. And with Pichu, it was like, all right, we went too far making this joke like really good. We're gonna like patch it a little bit. And then they just made all of Luigi's like joke terrible moves the best moves in the game.
Dash attack
down tilt.
Dash attack is insane, dude.
Yeah. Robin Luigi got the same treatment, man. All the troll moves like, became real
not
moves.
Not only are these like decent moves now, they're like incredible moves. And it's like, well, That's kind of crazy.
I love that you said Rob, because when Gavin was like talking about how well-rounded his kid is because he can mash tilts like down tilt, I was like, damn, that kind of sounds like somebody I know named Rob. Holy shit. And I never really thought about that. And I think, I don't know, man. Like this,
the base knockback of dash attack does a lot. It just kills. It'll kill you too. Like,
yeah.
Well, before, and for the viewers that did not compete in Smash 4, I'll do a quick breakdown of the character. So the character had a normal grab, and it was in fact the fastest dash grab in the game.
Yes,
this character could kill you at zero with the fastest dash grab in the game. Now at first at surface level, and this is what we all thought when coming into Ultimate, once they got or like modified the Luigi Zero to Death in Ultimate early. Ultimate was way more guaranteed than it is now. You can have, there's like certain SDI routes, kind of like a 50-50 ish that when you're going through it now, depending on how heavy your character is. But before Smash 4, Luigi had the fastest dash grab in the game, would kill pretty much any character at zero, or just put you in an offstage situation where you he would flush you with down B. So it was weird because Smash 4, Luigi could edge guard characters with the multi-hit flush, and he had a better recovery. So, but you had to do the mash, right? So it was like physically exhausting. Yeah. It was a weird character. So you think that you like Luigi might be better because he has a broken dash grab, and you're thinking, wow, with the tether grab, it's harder to get the zero to death because people camp you out, which is true. But Luigi just has so many things other than that. You're not really only banking on that, like Gavin was saying, in Smash 4, you just banked on that. So your only form of defense was just a better recovery. But I feel like in this game, you have Cyclone to like combo break. So your opponent even has to respect you to even get you in the situation where you need to recover. Obviously, the recovery is terrible still. So that's where you can take advantage of Luigi is the offstage. But it just feels like there's so many like, are you dead here? Like, oh, my God.
Even could've that's probably, not dependent. Though. Can every relevant character actually take advantage of it? Like truly?
No, like that's why Fox struggles. Fox cannot really edgeguard Luigi that hard. It's pretty hard to line up a back air with Fox. Like it is, you can do it, and Light has done it before, but it's not as free as other characters with broken edgeguarding, like Mr. Game & Watch over here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, that was
terrible pro, but... clip for what you're saying.
Back air, uppy.
Trust me, it's usually free.
But I think the well-rounded value Luigi received, plus the grab being always death instead of sometimes death.
When it's not just grab, it's
the ledge trapping any day of the week over the down B flush. Like,
oh yeah, I think the reward is there. You just have the combo breaker, so you can not get put in disadvantage
anymore. You can argue there's not even cons compared to four. It's just purely better in every way. I don't even know.
Well, you can just utilize every part of the RPS to get stocks. So
dash
it's like
grab is nerfed in Ultimate anyway. So it arguably it's better that he has a tether now because it's like because tethers are weirdly better in Ultimate than they've ever been too. So like it's weird that there's not even pros and cons anymore. After so many years have gone by, like it's purely just better character in every way.
Well, just okay. And as a top player, Gavin, please let me know how you feel against playing against Luigi at like mid percents. I feel like that's just so terrifying because it's like up tilt, down
tilt,
no breathing grab, like sour nair. I'm listing all these different things that if you get hit by any of these, you die. You're dead. That is crazy. And with some of the down throw uppy stuff, I don't know if it's like always reactable or if the Luigi players have to guess the DI. I'm not 100% sure on that, but the fact that you could just die at against all those different moves at mid percents just says like that your opponent can manipulate your options so well because every single RPS option leads to death, which is so strong. There's not many characters that can do that.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Haz? I saw you about to say something.
I'm always about to say something. I was going to make a joke, but the time has passed, and it wasn't very nice, so I'm going to move on. What I was going to say, I know, growth, right? That's great. Okay, fine, I'll make it. Charles said, Gavin, as a top player, I was going to say as a former top player, because you're right.
Actually.
Luigi this weekend, doing things that has never been done before by Luigi, such as beating MKLeo.
Yeah.
Locked beating MKLeo previously. Before last weekend, 4-0 against MK Law, another good Mexican Luigi player. I think 3-1 against Waka. Or sorry, 3-0 against Waka. What's wrong?
Dude, that Cyclone killed at 50.
Oh, okay. You're doing the video.
Oh, that was horrible, DI. But I mean, coin flip. Coin flip time.
Leo was 3-0 against Lugi, 2-0 against Kirash, 2-0 against Gaigai, 2-0 against Elegant, and 1-0 against Raru. So it's not like
and the Raru set was recent, by the way. So this isn't like we can't bring up like, oh yeah, it was when Raru was on the. No, this was recent at Level Up.
Well, Waka's run was just so incredible, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you're up against Leo. It's like I wasn't thinking that Leo was gonna lose. Like,
Leo was playing hot, bro. Yeah. He was playing
for a while. But Waka was on such a good run, and I was like, okay, but it'll finally end here, right? No. Like, bro was winning.
I on that note, like, yes, Waka's run, incredible, and I really want to talk about it. Like, I don't know if it really could have gone better for him, obviously, aside from winning the whole event or, you know, getting one more win in bracket. But, you know, winning the head-to-head against Raru, who is, you know, obscenely high on the rankings, the best Luigi on the planet, and then winning, you know, winning the Ditto is incredible. And he was in his and he did it with his favorite character. And he did it in his hometown, you know what I'm saying? Or his home region, I guess I should say. I don't know if it's actually his hometown. But the vibes were, like, immaculate at this tournament. Like, the passion was there. There were so many pop-offs from people who don't normally pop up, like Leo, some good-ass pop-offs. The crowd was great. There's
really,
like,
good sets, even pre-top eight, man.
This tournament, fucking ruled, is what I'll say. Like, not every match was amazing, obviously. Like, that's just where we're at. But, like, the things that the tournament could control or had control over or, like, was directly involved in, you know, aside from, like, the matchups or whatever, they were insane. And even slower matches, like Shiny Mark, man, that ending was fucking heartbreaking. Like, there was a lot of passion. Like, a lot of... Siski hurt, bro.
Siski hurt was fucking crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, crazy.
That was a good set.
This was a good-ass tournament. It was. Yeah, that's a good word for it, for sure, which is awesome. Like, you could tell they really... And I thought of that because of Leo. Like, he really brought some fucking fire this weekend. Like, I thought he was going to win the tournament when I watched him play on Sunday. I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
You know what Leo Hurt reminded me of? That conversation we were talking about when you lose to someone and how hard it can be to break the barrier. Not that Hurt and Leo have played many times, but Leo had a rough loss to Hurt in Japan. Like, pretty notably, like, rough loss. Gets that close W at Gommel, right? And then, like, once he got that first win... Like, their set at Smash Factor was pretty dominant. Like, Leo was very comfortable. And I'm telling you, like, it's like once you break that wall once, like, you destroy it sometimes. And I'm very curious to see if it's a streak that lasts or if Hurt brings it back. Because, like, that set looked like a big turning point for those two when it comes to the head-to-head, potentially. It kind of reminded me of the Sonics Hurt set, not as dominant as that one from Sonics, but where it was, like, clear that Leo was just like losing wasn't really on his mind. We'll see. And that all could have shifted, because if Hurt won that close game five with Siski, maybe Hurt wins the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, that was a huge turning point in the bracket for sure.
You know who I think of with that is Mia, too. Like, Mia, again, very similar records against Luigi. You know, 13 and 1 against Raru, 1-0 Lugi. Like, never lost.
That's crazy.
Lost to Raru, and who knows how that changed
game
the
five.
Whole.
Misfires, early kills, like, just rough, like, tournament moments that, like, are scary. Like, and
Luigi,
then...
bro, he's a good fucking tournament character, I'll say. Like, especially you throw that, like, human factor into shit, and then the RNG on top of it, tilt factor, like, from every, like you said, because it's not
everyone just... hates that guy.
Except for Luigi players, right?
Feeding off the Luigi energy.
They loved him enough to compensate for it, for sure.
I was thinking about, too, with Luigi, that, like, the pipeline for Luigi is so easy, because it's, like, to get into the character, it's, like, shit, I just grab people and kill them? That's fun. Like, I got to lab this combo. And then fleshing out the rest of the game after that is like, all right, I can stick with this because when I grab fuckers, they die. You know what I mean? It's like, this is so easy to stick with. Like, that's how I went down the Bayonetta pipeline when I was in Smash 4. It's like, shit, I could just kill people one hit. I can edge guard really easily with Witch Twist. I'll figure the rest out. Like, that's, like, what a great starting point. You know, and everything else from Luigi from there. Just that's what I mean by, like, a good tournament character, not just in the literal sense of, like, all these other factors we had listed, you know, strong character, strong punish game, RNG that can tilt people, all that stuff, but just, like, getting into the character, especially the more popular he gets and the more momentum he gets, like, who knows? And you know, we have a lot of big tournaments coming up, and I'm dying to see how, you know, hopefully we can get these Luigis back at big tournaments again, but I'm trying to see how Waka does at the next big tournament. Raru, obviously, as always, like, who knows? Like, is this, like, more... a blip on the radar, and we'll never see all these consistent Luigi performances again? Like, is it always consistently just going to be one? Is that the way of Ultimate? Like Charles said,
I think it could be a bit of everything. Like, abnormally good Luigi results, but he'll probably still stick around.
Is this going to be another Corrin phase where it's like, oh snap, huge rise?
I don't think he'll.
Right?
Comparison.
I mean,
that's a good comparison. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Corrin was a very relevant part of the meta. I mean, not, it feels like not even a year ago, maybe more than a year ago, but like,
yeah,
around there, right? And it's been, dude, it's kind of crazy. And it doesn't mean that like Shattuck and Nail aren't getting results at all. They still, they still get results, right? But yeah, it's just not as frequent in top eights and stuff. And I mean, we even had a Genesis where there's two Quarrens in top eight and they had to fight each other in the bracket. So, I mean, used to be a very popular character within that top eight, top 16 area, but I feel like Luigi kind of taking that spot now. We're seeing multiple Luigis at multiple S tiers, A plus tiers, or what have you, right? Like, that's quite a bit. And to me, a big flag for a character is when there's multiple character specialists for that character in different regions doing well against like the top talent of the game. Like Level Up Expo, there was very strong players from Japan there. Even this tournament, very strong Japanese players here. And we're still seeing Luigi, like, and even the Japanese Luigi as
every single rep, doing well. Every single like notable rep is just doing well.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, sorry.
The biggest thing for me is Game & Watch versus Luigi happening twice between two top, like,
how does Luigi get back to the stage?
Not only did he win, not only did Waka beat Meister, Raru took a set off me at the same time. And it's like, what a crazy breakthrough. And like, there's no way a single person on the planet predicted that the Luigis would win over the Game & Watches both freaking times. There's no way.
Is it like, I'm trying to figure out, is it just the Luigi neutral is more well-rounded? Is that one of the biggest factors in Ultimate comparatively to Smash 4? Where, because I feel like having that dash attack actually connect and work, and having base knockback so you don't get punished, having a burst option versus Game & Watch specifically is so important.
Paired with
because
the plunger and the fireball and the tilts, like it's and rising aerials, it's a lot of fucking hitboxes.
Yeah, even Rising Fair, right? Like, you need to beat Game & Watch to the punch. When Game & Watch air-to-airs you, like, the Nair has startup time, right? So the Nair has to start up, and then it has to fall down. So the first half of Game & Watch Nair, while Game & Watch is rising, you can beat Game & Watch. You just need a hitbox. We've even seen Gluto. Yeah, Gluto uses dash attack, like, Wario dash attack. Very committal, but, like, I mean, I don't know if it's just, like, a hunch or if he's doing it somewhat on reaction.
Gluto didn't have to play against that. Wait, did he? He did not.
I mean, Gluto's been beating Game & Watch recently, too. Like, what? It like just some of these characters where I just feel like
annoying.
Oh yeah,
we're going Link, bro. Come on, that Link clean.
True.
Good. Link would be a great pick.
I love the progression of his Link where it's literally where it was getting memed on at that fucking New York Invitational you went to. God damn, that I see poster. I don't even watch the full clip. I just like it instantly.
It's
then
not
I,
even
you know
recognizable
I mean?
How good his Link is. Not it's saying not he was bad before, though, yeah. But like. It's like some Link player shit. Like, I want to say something about fighting Luigi. A lot of the time, some characters notably have it harder than others, but a lot of the time, you have a consistent advantage over Luigi in some way. But the problem is, a lot of the time, it's like slight. So, like, the room for error is small. And that's why it's really nice to play against a character as psycho as Luigi. It's really nice to play against him when you have a character that with that like has insurance over the matchup, like Sephiroth Sword being 10 million Luigis.
Yes.
Or like Belmont's like we are all the way over here. Like no, like but when you have like I sorry to be that guy, but like I play Diddy Kong obviously. When it's Diddy Kong Luigi and it's like you slightly outrange all the time, but you're still there. It's like it's scary for a whole set. Compared to something like Kazuya, where it feels like you can be outside of it more often. And like, it's hard when you're like, because
Luigi has mid-range options, right?
Yeah, we know what our strengths are versus Luigi a lot of the time. We know what his weaknesses are. But like, we need a significant amount of insurance to be able to consistently win. Like, I need a hitbox. So the Cyclone's all the way over there, and there's no shenanigans that can happen. You know what I mean? And not every character has that privilege. And it kind of sounds like the sword rant. I'm not going to lie. Like, you have that disjoint, but it doesn't get any larger than that. You still have to be there, kind of. Like, I don't know.
That, and like you said, he has so many ways to pressure you into a corner where that range gets less and less effective. You know what I mean? Where you run
the
out
mid-range
of
mid-range options, bro.
Well, not only that, but like I played Luigi Belmont, obviously. And yeah, like it feels pretty comfortable for Belmont. But bro, the fucking fear factor. Like, you get grabbed.
So imagine if you don't have all the stuff they have.
I know.
Crazy.
Dude.
Imagine if you're not throwing a million shit at him. Like.
Well, I've also played it as Ken, so I absolutely have lived that life. Like, that fucking sucks, obviously, too. Well, especially because he Cyclone breaks out of so much shit and, like, whatever. But, yeah, it's just... It's so funny to think that fucking Luigi Mario is, like, the scariest character in the game, you know? Like... We got Bowser here and Kazuya and whatever, but it's Luigi, bro. He's so crazy. Yeah. And like, I love what you said about him becoming way more of a well-rounded character in this game, because it's so true.
Yeah.
And like before, I feel like that was just necessary. You know, obviously being good at the good stuff is really important, but now that you can do so much other shit with him, you see some creative stuff from Luigi's. Obviously, it's all centered around the same bullshit, but like, that's still cool. And I definitely appreciate... As a spectator, I appreciate the character. Like, I had a lot of fun watching this tournament, I'll be honest with you. And, I mean, these two Luigis doing really well at a tournament where, you know, Ouch got 17th, that Meister got, 13th, I think, 17th or something. Parrot Light didn't make top 8. Like, this is real shit at this point. Yeah. This isn't like, it was like a Mexican regional and no one cared. It's like, dude, this is S-Factor. This shit, this is real.
Like, imagine this, for example. Sorry to keep talking about Luigi, but imagine if all of Luigi's strengths, like his like combos that don't end in a kill, what if they just sent you like directly up? It would or like up diagonal. Neutral would most likely reset.
Mm-hmm,
but the fact that everything he does all the damage and it either kills you or pushes you out, and then he sets up down tilt, plunger, ledge trap. Like, that's what you want, because you don't have to play into any of Luigi's weaknesses after your advantage. Because, like, the mobility and stuff. Like, he has the high jump, but he doesn't have the air drift. You know, Falco type stuff. But the fact that it more than likely won't come up while you're hitting someone. When you're finishing your hit, it's usually pushing them out. Which is extremely relevant, because even if they're getting off the ledge, if that stray hit connects, like a weak neutral air, and even if it's at a high percent, you just finish it off with Cyclone. And like, that's consistent. That is consistency. Like, or like, we haven't even talked about like back air's genuine knockback. Like, it just, that shit is strong AF. Like,
oh, did you DI out on my down throw because you don't want to get upbeat? And I read your DI and I'm like already out there ready for the double jump sweet spot back air. You're dead at 60. Like actually, and you might die even sooner if you were like holding out on the DI and you don't react and hold back in.
This is off a down tilt. This is off a down tilt, 77.
Yes.
Down tilt rising fair is the craziest.
And like you said, he doesn't have to kill up. He can kill off one hit very often, but getting that 77 with this character, with any character, but it's not like you fall out of some stupid window like you used to.
Down throw uppy is ready to go.
Yep, that shit is nice, bro. Shit is nice.
I don't know. It's just interesting just to consider like what it would be like if he did that, but then you're like getting sent upwards, or like, you know, the combo finisher, like it turns a lot of things off. And something that's interesting about like his neutral too, with the activity, with like the plungers and the fireballs, is like he's inching forward, and if your stuff isn't like transcendent, it's eating all of your stuff up or clanking, and like it puts him in advantage a lot. And there's just so much to play around that gets really tricky. Like I said, if you're like in Cyclone's vicinity, but you're like trying to play around it, it's still really hard to play around frame one plus win box. That win box really puts it over the top for shit to go wrong. It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough, and I think before, what the community saw Luigi as before, especially like early Ultimate, was this anti-brawler character. Now, Luigi has always been known as like this anti-brawler character, kind of like Ice Climbers in a way, where it's like against these brawlers, you kind of, you know, out trade them in terms of your damage output, right? Like they get the solid 0 to 50 or 0 to 70, but like you can most likely kill them, or worst case get 70, right? So
the risk reward is really good for him,
right? And because of that, players like Leo would never lose to this character, because Leo is a sword specialist, and it's like I will
dealing with it. Yeah,
right, exactly. And I think the fact that Leo actually got his first loss against Luigi is a huge statement in terms of like, I don't believe Leo just loses to a character that just gets dash grab and wins the game. Like, Leo will never lose to a character that just does that with his sword character and with his experience. I just don't accept that. Yeah. So the character has to be well-rounded and has to have other avenues, like win avenues. And the fact that this character, because even past the neutral lacking part in terms of like what we thought Luigi lacked in a lot, there's also just like the offstage, and there's these characters that are relevant in the meta that have very good offstage, like Sonic and all these other characters, right? And Luigi's still getting back on a stage, or just the on whenever Luigi's on stage, it makes up for the lack of offstage recovery. So I don't know how long this character will have staying power in the meta, but it feels pretty overall well-rounded. And even just having options out of parry, I think is such a big deal in Ultimate. I feel like all the top tiers, yeah, I think all the top tiers have like ways to kill you off of parry. It's like, oh, I got a parry, boom, let me just do my biggest opener. And the fact that, you know, some of these like heavier characters that don't really have quick options out of shield, unless you're like Rob or Snake, but all the other heavier characters, they don't really have like parry into like auto combo you into death combo, right? Like these characters that have that option, like Luigi, I feel like will have a bit more staying power. Because I also feel like when I watch the Luigi players, they are very good players, but they're also messing up. It's not like we're watching perfect task Luigi on the screen. Like I'm seeing clear mistakes made by the Luigi players, and there's a lot of room to improve, which to me says that this character has more staying power, at least in my mind. I feel like it's one of those characters with staying power.
Two things. One, character comparison. The one you made to Corrin, Charles, I love that. The thing is that Luigi already had that initial spike and then dip, and now he's back on the upswing. Corrin was like low stocks forever.
Yeah.
Spiked up with Neo and
the buffs, yeah.
Yeah, and the buffs, yeah, obviously, of course. Shattuck and Neo obviously doing well, and now is going, you know, kind of back down on the character trend as people adapt. I think the adaptation kind of already happened to Luigi. He already experienced that initial dip, so like, I'm saying Corrin could potentially, if it's explored more. The thing is, like, Corrin's so, I don't want to say honest, I don't like using words like that, but compared to Luigi, fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's some truth there. So I feel like Corrin's power spike happened, and now you're kind of seeing a trend. And Luigi's, like, kind of up and down. Like, he's like a roller coaster, and I think he's riding the up, and I don't know where it goes from here. The other character comparison I keep thinking of is Charles, again, something you said that is true, is, like, you can expect to see like 2 to 4 Luigi's in a top 64, right? Something like that. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less.
Oh no.
Dude.
I don't like where this is going.
What characters would you say that about? That you see 2 to 4
Steve?
Of them? Huh?
Steve?
No, Steve, you see way more. Steve, you see more.
Rob?
I would say Sonic is one for sure. No? Like two.
Yeah,
two,
Sonic's two on the rise.
I feel like he's been there for a while.
Yeah. I think Wrath has started to get more consistent toppings as
Ken,
of recently.
Ken, Sonic, and
Wrath
Ken
Sonic. Top 8. When Wrath gets top 8 out of
Top 8 of Carter Reboot.
Super majors, no one's like, what the heck?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, he's been there. Like
his like success rate is reminding me of more recent Sonic, is what I'm saying. Where
I see
mm-hmm. not just Raru doing really well, but now there's like a couple other ones that are like not just top 64.
Some combination of the 100 of them.
Something, right, exactly. And again, it's like a good player base, you know, like the character, easy barrier to entry, all that stuff, like to get into the character. But to master him and reach that level is hard with any character. But what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying like Luigi is Sonic or whatever. I'm saying like that's a data point that says something to me. Because we all think very highly of Sonic. But realistically, at the end of the day, we're only seeing 2 to 4 of them in top 64 or something like that, right? Yeah. That's a fair, everyone agrees?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, around there.
I still crazy. Like, obviously, I'm not putting Luigi on my tier list, but it is interesting to see the results being so in your face and so frequent that you truly have to acknowledge some of the well-roundedness. Like,
well, it's the same with Game & Watch.
I feel like a straight plunger into a dash attack to ledge trap them from anywhere, that's solid as fuck.
Like, yeah, plunger comboing it like a mid-range setup option. Here's the thing. You give Luigi space in neutral because you don't want to die at zero. Guess what? Oh, you gave me space. Now I set up plunger. I'm controlling this fireball. Space on reaction. I cornering combo or like I said, launch a fireball. Yeah. Yeah, like that. In terms of more well-rounded neutral, Luigi was not a character that did that before. Luigi was like, oh, you give Luigi space because he can't do shit with the space before.
I think
but now there's like actual threat to it.
Having the down tilt and up tilt, which are like pretty much, up tilt is literally a new move to ultimate. And then down tilt's like a new move in terms of how much stronger it is. That he doesn't have to rely, if he's in place, he doesn't have to rely on shield and spot dodge as much as he used to. He can take the initiative while standing still now. Because what he did before was jab. in terms of like something that isn't super macro, like spot dodge or shield grab, mm-hmm. or just raw pivot grab, dash grab in the other games, like even in Ultimate, he has this weird combination of parry, down tilt, up tilt, rising aerial. And that's pretty good. And then if once parry goes into the mix, it's like, okay, he's standing his ground. He's not getting pushed around with his traction like in other games. Like, and he's slowly cornering you. And then having like the projectiles confirming into something like a dash attack that has so much base knockback that it sets him up for success. I had a genuine conversation on my stream, and I'm fully convinced that Luigi Dash Attack is an overall stronger tool than Wolf's. Like, if you just really think about it in the full picture, and I just never thought, one, I never thought I'd compare the two moves because it's kind of weird. And two, it just started a lot. It started a huge conversation. And regardless of like whether you think that's right or wrong or what you think, that is just how much better this move is. My whole life, that move has been a misinput. Like,
yes, misinput, literally, perfect, yes. Pivot, like tilt, right? Like,
yeah, like whatever.
You see that, bro, you see that shit in Melee? It was actually a joke, like you said. Like, they just made it, or they just transformed it into a usable move, which I kind of miss the joke moves, bro.
Chill out.
Bro, I kind of miss, like, it kind of reminds me of other fighting games. You know, like, they balance everything so well now. There's no, like, joke characters or anything. I kind of miss that, like, damn, like this character's really good, but just don't ever use this move.
That's why they had to take it back with Pichu. They're like, wait, this is like too serious.
Yeah. Or like Dan, right? Wasn't he decent in Street Fighter V or like playable almost?
Really?
He did have
an infinite, which is kind of suiting, like that he's a meme, but he's not as bad. He used to be like totally unplayable, like totally like Marvel or anything.
Completely downscaled on purpose.
Was genius. The way they nerfed the infinite was that his like Hadouken type move. It's like more of like a physical. It doesn't go really far.
Isn't it called Godoken?
Something like that. But like he would keep looping it within this infinite. I don't remember the details. While he's doing the infinite now, they patch it so like that move randomly has a chance of becoming a different Hadouken that has like that knocks you down. So he can loop it as much as the RNG allows him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Isn't that a fantastic change?
No.
I think that's so smart, and it's fun.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It fits the character.
It's like a red fireball on random, which is funny because it's like he's tapping into his potential, but he's like Dan and he's
makes it. It makes it work. Well, it makes his combo worse, too.
It makes it worse, technically, you idiot.
I remember seeing that, and I was like, this is like fun and charming.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing something to something that was like really toxic.
It's like, and they stuffed it into Street Fighter V. That's too bad. Could have been any other game.
I'm sorry. I love that game.
I know you do. I'm saying it. It's terrible. Anyway, yeah. Back to the match, right, Gavin? Because Gavin's on his stream. He's practicing to become a Smash commentator. If y'all are in here, he's doing a good. He's learning from an award-winning commentator as he goes. Yeah. So
I'm really good already, I would say.
As with the mentorship,
pretty good. Yeah, it was a fun stream, bro. We had a lot of fun. But I feel like there's something else that we wanted to talk about. But S Factor is great.
Leo beating Gluto. Their rivalry is obviously fantastic.
Banger set.
And it was another way to notice that Leo was playing a little bit different. Like he was on fire. Because Gluto's definitely had most of the sets, like most of the encounters.
As of recent,
like that tech chase at the end. Whew.
Yes, great, very clean.
I was gonna say with Gluto, he also dropped a set to Gilhu.
He brought it all the way back to top 8 after, which is also something to know. But yeah, that was like the first. That was like the tone shift of the Sunday.
Gilhu, you called it on stream too. That was so funny.
I did call it. Gilhu versus Gluto was definitely the first shift. I mean, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
Kirby's a scary
good with Kirby, bro.
He's a scary character when someone with a fucking brain plays him. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what's scary. I don't want to say he reminds me of Luigi because we're doing all these weird character comparisons. Yeah. It's like, so is Kirby 1 degree removed from Sonic somehow based on what I said earlier? No. It's like Brawler.
Not even close.
But the down B is really broken. But the Brawler, like fighting against Kirby, like if you can camp Kirby, you know, whatever, no big deal.
While applying your game plan still,
yes, it's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Not just air camping him and achieving nothing, true. But he's really scary. Like he hits really hard. He edge guards really well. And Gilhue is just, he's so good. Back outer shield's nice, as we just saw. Like there's just a lot of good stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Better character. Like
a kit completing type of move. My chat was like, it's not that good. I was like, bro, it's that good.
I want to talk about this matchup. Nice. This set was a lot to unpack. And I feel like we haven't seen a matchup like this at this level. You know what I mean? Yeah. In terms of just like theory crafting a matchup, it was so cool to actually see it in action. 120? Bro, and I mean, it's just crazy too, because if Gluto uses the bike in neutral, if Gilhue gets Gluto off stage, dude, Wario without bike is a pretty shit recovery.
That is the scary thing about bike, right? There's so many matchups where there's a lot of dead air otherwise, and you want to set it up to allow yourself to control center stage, have something that's kind of a shield, something to juggle, throw at your opponent occasionally, pressure them into the corner, but at the cost of...
Bro...
having a genuinely bad recovery.
Absolutely. I
want to say below average. Maybe that's more fair.
It's pretty bad, dude. Yeah. Without bike, it's pretty bad. You know what it reminds me of is like Zero Suit. Like when you, like she's unstoppable coming back to the stage.
All of a sudden you're like, wait, you suck.
If you pick her off and you take her double jump or down B, like that is danger. And
it's very obvious what your next course of action is. Just go out there and finish the job. Yeah.
I think too with Wario, like I really love how versatile bike is, but you're right. I told you down B is broken, by the way.
Dude.
Go. He plays exactly
the untouchable stuff is really apparent in this matchup with what we're talking about with bike, because without bike and he has the one angle and he's at high percent and Kirby genuinely does the down B, it's untechable and Wario has no options.
Yep.
It's like
you can't beat it.
And that's the cost of trying to have a valuable neutral versus Kirby. So like I think you would have to sequence it as best as you can, right? Like start the game off, try to get a valuable opening, camp your ass off. And then you have more flexibility whether you want to bike or not because you're winning. But like, bro, if it goes poorly at the start and you have to start using bike to like have a neutral versus Kirby like crouching and stuff.
Yep.
Now you're at higher percent because it went poorly. And like if Kirby gets a stray hit and you lose your jump or something, now you have no bike. Like it's a really crazy... My chat didn't believe me. They were like, this looks 100-0 after Gluto won game one. And I was like, stop. Like, I'm telling you, Wario can't just beat Kirby.
No.
And unfortunately for this character, it's never that simple for some of these weird scenarios.
And Gilhue's a very good player, adding another name under his belt of like established top players beaten, not just like, oh, I cheese this one matchup or this one top player who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. We're talking about MK, Leo, Gluto, whatever, dude. Like really, really established good players. So
shout out to Kirby. Still sucks. Like Kirby's still a trash.
Actually, this is the plant conversation all over again. Kirby's absolutely better than people think, but terrible. Better than people think, but still bad. Yeah.
Still overall bad. Ultimate like bad. There are some random W's like. Right, and I think Gilhue. No, like random W matchups in terms of top tier matchups. Yeah. You do have like some. I mean, I think Kirby can do well versus Fox as well, right? But like, it's
that's a classic.
It's a class. I mean, just like a brawler type character. The main neutral loop I'm seeing here is Gilhue does Rising Fair a lot, and even if Gluto can whiff punish it with dash attack, but it's just a straight hit dash attack. And then if Gilhue gets the actual hit, like the actual forward air, it's insane.
I didn't understand why Gluto wasn't
going off stage. I don't know if the directional air dodge up is like so well
down air is consistent versus it at a certain timing versus uppy and air dodge. I think also that was a crazy attempt. If he got the platform with that down air,
it would have been GG.
So Gluto eventually started going out there with his up B stuff that he's really great with, because he does the up B grab ledge, potentially convert, blah blah blah. But so he was taking a jump or two with that. Then you just time a down air. Like, I don't understand.
Down air, hold up, hold down. Like, just essentially using multi hits by the ledge, right?
Yeah, he would get a small advantage and then go for the F tilt two frame. It's like, if it works, it's consistent and you're not risky, but it's Kirby. Like,
can you double jump dare back on a stage and like end up on stage and still get the last hit of dare? Can you do that? I feel like you probably want to do something like that against air dodge.
It's something, but I would just go off stage while facing the stage and just down at a certain timing. Because as long as you get the final hit,
It's like a bad version of Kirby's down.
Because Kirby's air dodge to ledge, especially directly up, is super slow. So you can time it in a way where like it's gonna beat the uppy and the air dodge. So
I see what you're saying. Like just hit Kirby before Kirby can even get close enough to air dodge.
There are situations where it'll be both.
And then the up-B startup is a little bit, so you can probably just time it so you beat both.
Often. Yeah, and you're not going to, like, you're going to be above the up-B, so even if it hits you, it's not going to spike you. Like, I didn't understand why he would establish an advantage and then do the walk back F-tilt. I feel like that was, like, nerves or inexperience, both, whatever. I'm sure it's fucking Gluto. I'm sure he knows it's an option. Because as the set went on, up-B was appearing more on and off stage, which is great. But yeah, I don't know. That's just something I was noticing on stream a lot. But like, this is what you want to do with bike, right? You're Kirby's like cornered, and like you're like juggling it, and you have like, you're like playing the game in a way that you otherwise just wouldn't be able to because you're war. You don't have a projectile. Like Kirby's like really hard to hit.
You're outranging Kirby. Jesus, man. This is like Gluto got forward tilt like 3 or 4 times.
Yes. Kill screen.
Yeah, the staling. I want to say Gilhue's juggle game was so on point. And honestly, with a character like Kirby, there's not a lot of times where you can react with Kirby because Kirby does have a lot of jumps, but you move really slow on the ground and you move really slow in the air as well. So Gilhue has to pre-position a lot of these advantage states to really push it with Kirby. Yeah, and some of the wafts too were questionable, but yeah, I mean it's tough. I think Gilhue was honestly playing very well. So
the waft idea makes sense because you're playing a matchup where straight hits are like your best bet when it's not going perfectly.
Yeah, so, like, it's gonna be hard to get a up tilt on Kirby.
Yeah, like or neutral air works versus Kirby deceptively well, but like doing an approaching neutral air versus a Kirby that's ready to kick the shit out of you
with forward air and just deal a bajillion damage. Yeah, like the risk reward sounds rough.
It's interesting, and like we were talking about, it changed the tone for the rest of the event, and there was a lot of crazy matches. You know, Luigi winning everything, Gilhue having a run, Gluto clawing his way back to top 8, Leo doing fantastic, and then Spargo being the best player ever, I guess.
Great tournament, man.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was definitely worth it. The stream was hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I played Smash yesterday and today. You know what I mean? Like, how can you not want to play some Smash after that?
I think the last thing I wanted to say about Luigi is the thought I had earlier. And I think like we should have maybe expected this a little bit better because the real rise of Luigi started with Raru in Japan. And I don't think you get like top 5 whatever in the world with a character in Japan specifically with a character that can't do it. You know what I mean? I feel like they have some great character specialists that are low tier. Obviously, they have like every great character specialist, but I think that was like one of the truest tests that we've seen. And now like from that, obviously also seeing it branch out to other regions, but doing it in the toughest region that has majors every 4 days or whatever, I think that's a really, really good set of data right there for the character. So I feel pretty damn good about Luigi right now.
Oh dude, in Japan, you're fighting up against Steve, Game and Watch, Min Min. If Raru's out here getting top 8 in that region, and there's not like, oh yeah, they're just the best players play those characters. No, also popular characters. Rob, like, there's a lot of characters. I mean, Luigi probably does well versus Rob, but I mean, just really good characters in Japan. They play
one last shout out. I can't believe we didn't do yet because we always do. Shout out to Syrup, bro. Second place.
Yep. Spargo wasn't there every time.
If Spargo wasn't there, so that's the only person that beat Syrup that he played, but also Spargo beat Mia. So
taking a set off Spargo was huge because it's like Spargo's second loss to Steve in a set.
Yeah. So, yeah,
that's also like just big news in the Smash Ultimate world, I think.
It's like Leo losing to Luigi. Yes, it's like, thanks.
Yeah, Spargo losing a lot of news.
Very similar, honestly.
And very, very similar vibes. Yes,
Spargo did bleed a little bit. And that's just the thing about Syrup. Like, winners top 8 every time. Like, just sneaks in there. Like,
it
just clocking in and doing business, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I also love that his Ness is still a big part of his success. Love that. Like, how could you not? Like, obviously, Steve is a big part. Duh. Like, of course. The fact
it's funny that it's like the late bracket, like, options.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yes. It's cool.
It's real stuff, man. It's a very sick character.
You won't see him for most of the weekend, but then like when he needs it.
I know.
Yeah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm.
He's real.
And Spargo's the worst player he can go up against because Spargo's
He's so good.
It's crazy that Syrup's beating him with Ness. That's crazy.
That is great. Yes, having a set on Spargo with Ness is wild.
And it's weird to say it because Steve is so strong.
Steve.
Genuinely, having a set on Spargo with Steve is kind of crazy.
He's got to be, if not the best player in the world against Steve, one of them. He's up.
He is who's better.
Yeah, exactly. He's
fucking lost to Steve, who's the best character in the game.
I mean, the runner up is probably Sonics, but even Sonics recently has been taking Elvis.
It's been tougher,
Steve,
so.
It's been tougher as of recently.
When Sonics and Spargo do well versus Steve, it looks unbearable.
Yeah, it looks
like
unwinnable.
Some of those sets that like a year or two ago Sonics is just beating up Steve players and they just have no hope.
Literally just like destroying Akola when Akola was just like ranked number one dominant player. It was just
insane. That's right. Yeah,
but yeah, Sonics can definitely snowball sometimes. Spargo too. But yeah, I think this was a fantastic episode. I think this is the most we've ever broken down Luigi as a character because there's so much info in front of our faces. And I just want to say shout outs to some of his normals, bro. Like down tilt,
F-tilt. F-tilt's good.
And honestly, shout out to the player base too. They've stuck with this character for a really, really long time. This character isn't a character that just got buffed overnight and you know what I mean? It was a character that had a ton of struggles and I think Luigi had the tools there, just like the Game & Watch community, right? Like your character had the tools there, but you just have to figure it out throughout the meta. The fact that you figured it out, it took you guys a while to figure it out. You get rewarded because it doesn't get nerfed, right? No more patches. So W, dude.
They were just holding out, bro. They didn't want to get nerfed again. Now we can go.
Hold on the info, man. The long haul.
But
wise Luigi players.
Yeah, yes, we're gonna get into the bonus content. If anyone's interested, I do watch parties for these tournaments. twitch.tv/tweakssb sometimes with other people as well, like Haz. I do have a Metafi, we mentioned that. It's just at tweak. We do Patreon bonus content every week. patreon.com/tweaktalks. And yeah, thanks for supporting as always, and we'll see you next time.